This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The 28th Annual United Nations Climate Change Conference, commonly called COP28, was an opportunity to tell data-driven facts about U.S. agriculture and sustainable on-farm practices. National Pork Board's Chief Sustainability Officer Jamie Burr says 84,000 people attended and pork participated in a panel organized by the North American Meat Institute. We will hear more from Jamie Burr next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
The 28th Annual United Nations Climate Change Conference recently took place, and National Pork Board's Chief Sustainability Officer Jamie Burr says 84,000 people attended and pork participated in a panel organized by the North American Meat Institute.
What we did was really showcase American agriculture. We also had nutritionists on there so that we could talk about not only how efficient we are producing food, but what's the nutrition value. So it was, how can we collaborate with others and create additional partnerships for the common good of feeding the world?
The meeting allowed them to have cordial conversations with stakeholders from different countries.
Where are we at from a U.S. ag perspective, and where are they at? It was kind of that extensification conversation. And we were also able to have some conversation with folks that are, you know, just opposed to meat production.
Burr says the Food and Agriculture Organization released a report during COP28, citing one pathway to climate improvement was efficiency in the livestock sector.
One, we can say, hey, we agree, and we've been that way, and we've got plans to continue to be more efficient, sharing that data so that we can get additional on-farm reports, so we can use the equation of principles plus practices plus proof equals public trust. The more data that we can have, the more we can increase that public trust.
You can find this story and all of our daily news stories on our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.